When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Because you can like pass out if you don't eat.
I know.
Out of nowhere. Just don't pass out right now, fam. We're like mid convo and just Gavin just like drops dead. What the fuck?
Nah, that would go viral.
Cause my aunt, she told me, you remember how I had that scare? Mm-hmm. I had that scare. I thought I was having a heart attack.
Oh, when you actually passed out though?
I didn't pass out, but like I got sent to I called the ambulance
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah.
So my aunt, she was telling me she had a similar situation.
Okay.
But she was on the GO train, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm having a heart attack, right? Yeah. But what happened was she just didn't eat all day. They had to like stop the GO train. You know the red or the yellow bar? Yellow, the emergency shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had to press that.
Oh my God.
It's fucked.
I've never been in an instance where I've seen someone press that though.
Yeah.
Which is fucked.
You ever see any like anybody collapse though?
Collapse?
That shit is scary, bro. Because I was on the GO train recently. I think last month.
Uh-huh.
Somebody collapsed. Like they just dropped on the floor and it was a big like...
What?
Like, what the fuck? So I ran over, right? And then like I helped him up. And then the woman beside him was like, Are you okay?
Yeah.
He just fell asleep, bro.
What the fuck?
He just fell asleep, but he hit his head like super hard.
Yeah.
And that's what's dangerous.
I mean, yeah, you see all the homeless guys at the back sleeping. And I thought, because fam, they're all laid out mm-hmm. one by one. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It's like no one's going to help them.
Oh,
like,
you mean like out in the yeah, in the cold?
In, yeah. Out in, no, just out on the train.
Oh, on the train.
Yeah, and I'm like super worried about them. Like, fuck, bro.
I know, but there's not much you can do there, right? Yeah. Well, if you do see someone collapse, like, go ahead and help. You know what I mean? Go ahead and help.
One thing that actually surprises me, whenever I'm on the train, right? Or the subway,
mm-hmm.
I'll sleep, but at my direct stop,
yeah.
when I need to get off, I'll wake up without no alarm.
Oh, and it's a body clock
yeah, yeah,
type
and,
of thing?
And I was like, I searched it up. I was like, where does this come from? And it's literally just REM. Like you get adjusted to like your schedule.
Mm.
That's why. Do you ever wonder why you wake up when you're on a car ride just before your house?
Yo, I know why. I know why.
Why?
It's because you get so used to the geographical like turns
yeah,
and
yeah.
shit. It's the turns.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's always that one turn when you're on the way
yep,
home.
Yep.
Your mom or dad takes the turn and yep. then you're like, oh, we're almost
yeah,
here. We're almost here.
No, but I also, there's another theory that, so you're going on the highway for half the drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your body wakes up when the change of pace
oh.
slows down. So you're like, wait a minute. Where am I? So you wake up.
Yeah.
Right?
There's also, mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard about this, but there's actual like frequencies geographically. Like through, okay. So you ever had a feeling where I need to be close to water or I need to be close to like a certain area? You ever had that feeling? Like I want to go somewhere. Like
oh.
I really have an urge to be somewhere,
yeah,
right?
To the beach and shit? Yeah.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
That type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this mm-hmm. goes in with astrology.
Yeah.
Depending on your sign and like all of those different things with astrology,
uh-huh.
you can actually have a frequency that is more inclined to certain areas in the world.
Okay.
So you know how there's like longitude and latitude?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's certain points in the earth
mm-hmm.
and you can search it up like your star sign or some shit. It will line up mm-hmm. exactly where you're supposed to be.
Really?
Yeah. So wherever you were born, wherever your stars were when you were born and it will attract you to certain areas in the world. So that's why, let's say you moved areas, let's say you go to LA and you just feel like this is home. Word. It's because you're on that frequency of where you're supposed to be.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And that's all astrology?
It's all astrology. It's all astrology.
You know what I noticed too? Recently, like really recently, I've seen 444 everywhere.
Oh, I've seen that today. Yeah.
Yeah, because the last time we came to record, I came at this at the time 444.
What does it mean?
It means, I think that 444 means seek and find. So your angels, are leading you somewhere. You just got to find it. So it's a new opportunity.
Oh, okay. You know? That's interesting.
I know. That's interesting. Why are we both getting it though?
But I always get the 333 and it's weird that you get the 444.
I never get the 333.
You never get the 333?
It's only 444 and 111. What does 333 mean?
It has something, has a lot to do. Three itself has a lot to do with like religion.
Oh shit.
Because the Holy Trinity, right? 33, I think there's 33 like what do you call it? It's like pillars in Rome, the Vatican, in the Vatican.
Okay.
And the Freemason number is 33. 33 is like the highest level in Freemasonry you can achieve.
Oh my god.
Yo, do you ever hear the theory about like the America land of the free? You ever heard of that?
American land of the free. No, what's
so
that?
There's a theory that America land of the free doesn't actually mean free people.
I just got it.
It means the Freemasons.
I just got it. I literally just got it. I was like, yeah, free? What the fuck?
That's fucked, right?
Nah, that's fucked.
Also, there's this building. I forgot exactly where it is. I think it's in New York. But it's pretty much it's where the Freemasons actually started.
Okay.
And it's kind of like their temple, I guess.
Yeah.
It's faced directly across from a Catholic church.
Yeah.
And in front of there's a statue. There's a statue of a guy pointing. Is it a guy pointing or is it a bull? Something like that, right?
Yeah, okay.
But it's directly pointed at the church, like, fuck you. It's pretty much like a middle finger towards like
holy smokes.
That other church.
And that was put in purposely.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But there's so many fucking statues like Lucifer in Colorado. Denver Airport. Denver Airport. Yeah,
that was one of our big theories.
Yeah.
No, okay, so back to, I just want to go back to the, because you're talking about astrology and being there at the right time. So there's something about personality. So
what about it?
So if you're, so there's a theory that if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, it proves that you're actually charming and you're really good at flirting.
Wait, what?
Right?
Yeah.
And in your life, you will make a lot of money. But you are more likely to cheat on your boyfriend.
Wait. So this finger.
So your ring finger is longer than your index finger. That means you're a good person.
Okay.
So if it's the opposite.
If
it's the opposite now, so the index finger is shorter than the ring finger.
Yeah.
That means you're going to be a good leader and a good leader in life and like a really good captain.
Mm.
So one of the main people that have this is Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Do you have it though? Because you're like, you're nationally elite.
Wait, is it? Oh. No. Is it like this one?
No.
So what has to be longer?
So, oh, you do. Wait.
No, we have the same thing. We have the same thing.
So you're not a natural born leader.
Yeah, I'm natural born leader in other ways. You know what I mean?
But if they're the same height, then that means you're in life, you're going to find a person to marry really easy.
Mm.
It's like weird personality traits that you can find.
I remember someone told me this shit.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
It's like the space from your middle finger to your thumb.
Oh, is your dick? Is it your dick? Yo, bro.
Is that true? It might be true.
What, from your middle finger to
your middle finger to your thumb? It might be true.
Shit, nah, I gotta be. That's long as fuck, fam.
And then look at man like Kawhi, bro.
Oh my god. No homo. Kawhi?
No homo Kawhi.
Bro, Scotty Barnes? Scotty Barnes. Lily, Scotty Barnes' wingspan is almost my arm's length.
Yo, and then you see that guy on TikTok?
What?
His fingers are like, they're like all the way. No, it wasn't even his finger. I think it was just his thumb. His thumb is like the size of a middle finger. Taller than a middle finger, bro.
That ass?
Just his thumb. His other fingers are regular size, but his thumb is super large. Hold on, I'm gonna show you. She's crazy.
No, that's funny.
And then all the comments are obviously going crazy too. Like the things are like, whoa.
Big ass.
Big thumb.
Guy on TikTok.
TikTok. Look at this. Look at this.
Let me see. Oh, what the fuck? That's real?
It looks like a foot from like the side angle.
No, is that real though?
This is real, bro. This is he has videos and shit. He went viral on TikTok. That's how long his thumb is.
Yeah. What the hell?
But his other fingers are regular size.
Yeah.
This guy has a fucking a baseball bat.
No, it's like a mini baseball bat. We should have had a theory where because the main one is your foot size is relative to your dick size.
No, it's not. It's not.
I swear that's like a theory. Because fam, whenever a girl asks you like, "Yo, what's your
that's what they think. That's what they think. It's not true. It's not true. That's so wrong.
Yeah,
that's so wrong. But I think you can tell just by like looking at someone. I don't know. It's just in my head. Like
what?
You can tell how tall somebody is or how big they are and kind of have like an imagination, I guess,
of their dick.
Okay, I'm just no homo. Hey yo. Yeah. No, you get what I mean.
Yeah,
you get what I mean. Like if you look at someone, they look bigger, so obviously bigger.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Have you ever ran into like a guy that you what do you call this? Like never judge a book by its cover type person, and then like surprisingly,
what are you talking about?
No, not like obviously not dick size, fam, but like personality wise.
Personality-wise?
Like you thought this person was going to be way different from...
You know what?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Really?
I never. Never just because, like, I never judged anybody. Mm. I just got to know them first and then had my own opinion. That's I never, so like... Cap. Nah, but that's I never, so like... Cap. Okay, I at least never put, like, a big impression on somebody.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But there's a whole science behind it. Like, 5 seconds, when you stare at a person, you already make assumptions in your head. Like
I don't know if I do that.
Yeah, like if I didn't know you, to me, you're a Hawaii. You're like surfer. You're a surfer dude, like co-op. What is it called?
Aloha. Kawabunga. Kawabunga.
Type person.
I kind of am. Yeah. I kind of am.
Exactly.
But I don't know. Do you actually like look at somebody and then have an impression right away?
Yeah.
I don't know if I do that.
There was one time where I got beat up by like this really scrawny kid. Cause
yeah.
I took him so, I didn't take him serious at all in sparring.
Mm.
Right. So there was this guy so small, right? Like he was like 4'11".
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, I'm not even going to take this guy serious. He comes in, he's super fast. bop, hitting me with all these kicks. And my master's like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, that's the worst. That's the worst. If you underestimate someone, that's different.
Yeah.
I had a similar one. Fuck, okay. I got beat up one day, bro.
Yeah.
I got beat up one day too. But it was actually like, it was in a competition.
Yeah. Oh, like in front of everybody.
It was in a competition, bro.
That sucks, brother.
Yo, you know what it is though? When you go into your first fight, I know you can't, I guess, relate too much because you won all your fights. Yeah. But when I went to my first fight, there's this like preconception of what a fight's gonna be, and it's nothing like what it actually is.
Oh, for sure. You think you're gonna do backflips like Karate Kid?
Yeah.
What actually happens is like you're getting fucking murked.
Yeah, and yo, I take it back to like because I watched John Wick, right?
Okay.
I went back and I watched all of them like in a marathon.
Already, his standards are way too high.
Yo, so listen. So I watched the movies, right? I'm like, damn, if he's doing all this, there's no way it can be that hard. But then I'm thinking to myself, no way.
Yeah.
There's no way one man with guns can take out like 200 people in a room. There's no way, right? Yeah. And then it had me thinking, damn, what if I go to Airsoft and I can be like that? I can be like fucking John Wick.
Yeah.
I blame it on the super talented people, on making people think like, they can do whatever they
want. That make it look way too easy.
Make it look too easy.
Oh my God. There's so many circumstances of it. Keep going while I try to.
Yeah, like Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia hitting the Cobra bag.
Oh my God. Bro,
because I just got one and I'm training with it. Dog, it's hard, but Ryan Garcia makes it so easy. He makes it look so easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what one that I thought about? You know the course American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
My toxic trait is watching that and believing I can do that so easy. Right? Yeah. But I went to one of those, you know the ones where you have a steel bar.
The steel. That's it. That's hard.
Fam, I thought I was going to be so nice at it.
Yeah.
I swear I couldn't get one.
Yeah, you know, that's hard.
Like the amount of upper body that you actually need is crazy. But when you're watching it on TV, it's like, that's life.
Yeah. They make it look like, oh, this is bullshit. This is right. It's not. Yeah. That shit is hard, bro. That shit you can fall on your ass to. I was watching, there's a documentary. I think it's called Free Solo. This guy climbed the whole mountainside with no equipment.
Oh, never mind.
He climbed it with no equipment. Just fucking boulder.
What?
Just straight boulder. And it was like, bro, it was so tall, fam. Word. It was, I want to say like 12, 20 stories.
Yeah, I could never.
Crazy.
I could never.
No equipment. So if this guy falls, he dies.
Yeah.
What do you think? Okay, what do you think takes a man to do something like that? to go ahead and just like, fuck it, let's try it.
Let's try it?
It takes a certain person.
Okay, did he do it for money or no? He just
no, he did it for fun. That's just his thing. That's his hobby. That's his passion, I guess.
Open, maybe he's just an adventurous type of person.
Maybe.
Or like the adrenaline seeker, you know?
Adrenaline junkies?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's real. That's a real thing.
Okay, hold on. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you a slow or fast eater?
I think I'm a fast eater.
You're a fast
yeah,
eater?
Yeah, I'm a fast eater.
Okay, so there's actually a study
yeah.
where your personality traits can be related to your eating, like...
your eating habits?
Eating habits.
Really?
Yeah, so there was like, I think there was an actual expert on yeah. food behavior who studied it. So
oh,
the slow eaters, the ones where like, oh, you're done eating, but there's always that one guy with like food left.
Mm.
So that guy is, he likes to be in control and likes to seize the moment, like appreciate life.
Yeah, yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
Obviously like, because you're like
that chilling. Makes sense, that makes yeah? sense.
But the fast ones is like, you eat at the pace you like to live life.
Oh,
so I'm a fast.
Yeah, I eat fast too.
I'm super fast eater. Look how I talk. Look yeah. how I live life. It's all fast, fast. I want shit immediately done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're more confident, ambitious, and you're goal seeking.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because yeah. you don't want to waste time eating.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to waste time because. In my opinion, it yeah. depends on what food it is. If it's like a dessert and shit, I'm eating that shit slow. But if it's something like food and I just gotta get in my system,
yeah.
fuck it. I don't wanna be sitting there so long.
For sure.
There's other shit to do.
Real shit.
Right?
And I think I was the most uncomfortable I've been in my life, fam.
Yeah.
I didn't know I ate that fast, but when I was in like those fam jams,
yeah.
I went for a burger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cooked me a burger, 5 minutes. I went for another one.
Oh.
And my tito, I don't know, he's like, in front of everyone, he's like, already, fam? And I'm like, yo, the burger was good. What do you want to tell me? And that's what I knew. I was like, yo, I dust meals.
That's just going to be weird if like you're on a date and you eat that shit super fast.
I've been told that I've ate fast on a date.
Really?
Yeah. Because one of the most embarrassing.
Now you gotta match the speed,
yo, bro.
You gotta match the speed, bro.
Bro, what?
This guy eating super fast. And when she's like, yo,
no. No, not gonna lie. I was on that date hungry as fuck, fam. So I didn't care. I was eating. And then when I looked up,
yeah.
she still had like half the food. And I was like, ready to talk. And she's still there like, oh, you're done? And I'm like, fuck. You know? And I just gotta sit there like this.
Okay, shorties, leave down in the comments, do you like a fast eater or a slow eater? Cause,
yeah,
what if there's a subconscious with that? Oh, he eats fast? He eat it fast? Okay.
Oh!
What if? I don't know.
That's fire. No, I feel like, bro, I wouldn't want a slow eater as a girlfriend, fam. Like, why are you taking so long to eat, dog?
Okay, yeah, because that shit gets cold.
I would rather have a fast eater than a slow eater.
I don't think it matters. Dude. It doesn't really matter, but...
It does.
Not really. It's not that serious, but...
Okay, it's not that serious, but like... I don't know.
A slow eater?
Yeah.
Okay, I think what's worse than a slow eater
mm-hmm.
is just someone that walks slow. I think that's my pet peeve. I think that's my pet peeve.
Yeah.
It's like when somebody's slow in movement. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And bro, whenever
people are just fast, and we're like too jittery, bro.
Yeah, I think we are too energetic, bro.
Yeah,
because I like people have told me too that I walk too fast.
You do walk fast. Yeah. You do walk fast,
and I think that's just from excitement and nervousness.
Oh,
just out in a public area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, I was reading in Reddit. Right?
Okay.
And the perfect comparison to anxiety.
Yeah.
They're like, anxiety is like being in a video game and the battle music goes on, but there's no action.
Facts. Oh my God.
That's like the perfect example yeah. of anxiety.
You're like, where the fuck is it coming from?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Like the battle music is on all the time, but like there's nothing going on.
I know. That's perfect.
And I always get that. I always get whenever.
Really?
Yeah. When I was on I told you the story before.
Mm-hmm.
After an exam, I was on the GO train, and I think it's iced coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, iced coffee triggers me. That's like my anxiety trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I drink that, it tastes like straight stress.
Really?
Stress, bro.
Yeah.
So I drank it. I was on the GO train, and for whatever reason, mm-hmm. there was these kids like just walking in front of me taking too long.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I'm freaking out. Like, what the fuck? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Just out of nowhere. You just
out of nowhere. Care. Yeah. But I think that's what happens with anxiety. Like, you can never, like... control it. It's just out of nowhere.
So what are your ways to
combat it?
Yeah, because I know one of my friends
mm-hmm.
who whenever he has an outburst, he takes 3 seconds
to
just pause and breathe. And there was one, do you know Meta World Peace?
Yeah.
So remember the big fight outbreak? that they had at the palace.
With the elbow?
No. So the fans, one of the fans in the palace threw a bottle at him.
Oh, shit.
And he was dealing with really bad anxiety. And like, whenever he got mad really quick.
Yeah, he had a big temper.
Yeah, and so before he got, like, he wanted to fight anyone.
Yeah.
He lied down on the scoreboard area and just took five. And that pissed off the fans even more, which caused the outbreak.
Oh, shit.
Because he had an interview where he explained it. He's like, fam, I just had to take five. Mm-hmm. But people got pissed that because I was chilling.
Yeah, because he wasn't doing his thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because when somebody's known for like being a certain character, they want to see more of it. Uh-huh. People are so attracted to like violence or like at least problems, bro. Why are we so like?
Because it's fun.
Attracted to problems.
Because it's fun.
Why do you want to see people in problems, dog?
In problems? I don't know.
That's what it is. It's literally people in problems. That's what's entertaining, low-key.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we just want drama in our life.
But it's only until your life has drama, then you're like, fuck that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's those people that watch like the drama, like the shows.
Yeah.
And then they realize, okay, my life is kind of boring. Mm-hmm. That I have to watch other drama to be like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong. I'm going to be real. Like, it's entertaining.
For sure.
But it's only until you feel it yourself.
I know.
That shit isn't fun. That shit is not fun.
And more, what do you call this? Expectations that are not to reality.
Yeah.
Like the reality shows. They're not, they're scripted. Like half
of
them.
Yeah, they're all scripted. They're all scripted. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we're here thinking that it's normal life, like some people think it's a normal life. They're like, fuck, why isn't my life like that?
Okay, going to scripted reality shows.
Okay.
Do you think Keeping Up with the Kardashians, some of their relationships are set up so that they can have more content in the show?
For sure. For sure.
Probably, right?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Because if you think about it, at a certain time, I'm talking like, let's say, early 2000s, right? Their whole income was based off the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least their generational wealth, their success was based off the show.
Mm-hmm.
So everything went into the show. And if it's about their lives, investing into the show is investing into themselves. So putting themselves in positions of like celebrity, in love interest and shit.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's all scripted?
I know. And then they just pay that guy the bag.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, just pretend to be my boyfriend. I'll pay you the bag later.
Yeah. Cause remember in Hunger Games? Remember in Hunger Games with Katniss and then had to pretend she was in love with PETA?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a real example. That's a real example.
Is it? Wait, hold on. Cause remember in the all. Nah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Cause in most movie scenes, they don't end up together at the end, right? Or is that true? Is there a movie like love couple that actually has a relationship in the movie that
in real life
has a real good relationship in real life?
I think Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone were actually in love. Like they had like relationships outside. Yeah.
Mm.
There's this one video, it's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
It was Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield, and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
They were doing an interview and they were just all high as shit.
Really?
They're high as fuck, bro. Here, play a clip real quick. Watch this.
Okay.
This is so funny, bro. All of them. All of them.
Okay.
Do you... Okay,
he's
like,
he's red in the face.
Look at her. What
is...
Right, okay. If you could have... everything that you ever wanted in the palm of your hand.
Yo, he's high as fuck, look.
He's high, okay. Sure.
Seriously. If you took, all right.
She's high,
you had
she's
a group,
like in the clouds.
There was a group
there's
of
like,
people,
there's
right?
Like and three you characteristics, pick though. Like
one by one.
He tries to hide it.
No, yeah.
It's like if not one, at all.
Okay, if you
and
knew,
she's trying,
if you knew
she's
for
trying.
Sure
she's
that you would never, ever, ever be found out, would you?
Probably would.
Woody would.
Oh my god. Nah, these guys are bonkers. I remember the craziest moment was because I was driving my friend home from a party, right?
Yeah.
This is the funniest shit ever, right? So he gets in my passenger seat. I can already tell he's like, I was like, yo, are you drunk? He's like, nah, fam, I just smoked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're driving and he's in the passenger seat like this.
Is there music playing?
There's no music playing. There's no music. It's dead silent. He's going like this. And I'm like, fam. I'm a fan. Are you okay? There's no music playing. He's like, sorry. I'm just reimagining the party. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
Yo, sometimes, because I have like a baby cousin, yeah, like new to the family, newborn. Uh-huh. Sometimes when I watch her walking around, uh-huh, I just look at him like, yo, babies are really just like small drunk people. Babies, like toddlers, when they're walking around, they're really just like small drunk people, bro. Yeah,
the way they walk is so
funny. Way they walk, the way they interact with things, they're like happy and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's literally just like a drunk person, bro.
Alive, man.
Like, I've seen my Titos act the same if they're drunk.
Real shit.
Speaking of Titos being drunk.
Yeah. Oh my God. I have so many stories.
So during, I think it was New Year's. I believe it was New Year's.
Yo, it's always Christmas or New Year's. Titos and dad start wild.
They get lit. They get lit.
Wild enough.
So he was telling me, first off, he's saying, yo, you know, you learn a lot of stuff when you start drinking with everybody, right? That's his first statement. He's yo, if you drink in the Philippines back home, oh, we learn so much stuff. And he was telling me, so there's this thing I heard. You should talk about this on the podcast. I'm like, okay, tell me.
Okay.
So there's a theory.
Yeah.
There's a theory that Marvel Comics, Marvel Studios, mm-hmm, wasn't actually founded by who we think.
Uh-huh.
It was actually founded by this Filipino guy that nobody knows about.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So Ooh. take this in. Yeah, so as we know, Marvel. Hold on, I just want to get the name right.
Yeah, get the name right.
So as we know, Marvel was actually founded by Martin Goodman, right?
Okay, yeah.
So it was originally called Timely Comics in 1939. Okay. And then only in 1961, I believe, they changed it to Marvel Comics, right?
Yeah.
Now there's this illustrator and author, I guess.
Yeah,
author?
Yeah, author. You can say author.
And author, mm-hmm, that created comics in the Philippines. His name was Mars, yeah, Ravalos. Marvel.
No. Yo. What the fuck?
So wait. If you write it out.
Yeah. What the fuck?
If you write it out, bro. Mars, right?
Uh-huh.
Ravel.
Uh-huh.
Los. Mars Ravelos, right?
Uh-huh.
Marvel. Vel.
Cross out the two S's?
Marvel.
Oh.
So take this in. So he was really popular in the Philippines for,
yeah,
he made one of the first superheroes in the Philippines, I think. Mm. I think the first one ever.
Yeah.
And I believe in 1948, that's when he had his own like publishing of comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And the theory goes that he actually sold his intellectual property, mm-hmm, to Marvel just so that he can build up his comic studio bigger.
Really?
So he sold all of his IP, Marvel Studios, wow, gave it to Martin Goodman.
Yeah.
And then they took Marvel Comics and made it something else.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he was the start of it.
He might have been. That's like the whole theory. But you have to keep in mind, bro,
uh-huh,
this shit was all told to
by
a drunk Tito.
Did he make that or did he actually?
No. He said he got it from his friends in the Philippines, uh-huh, during drinking.
Yeah.
So who knows if this is real?
I
looked into it a bit. Mars Ravalos is a real person. Mm-hmm. He did make comics, yeah, around that time. Like, that's real.
Okay.
So there is a possibility. There, yeah, is a possibility that Marvel Comics was actually made by a Filipino.
Damn.
Big ups, bro.
No, real shit.
Right?
Real shit, fam. No, I was going to say, just like, there's definitely other artists that have been copied before.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like 100. And now all you see, you can put that in right now in clothing brands.
Mm.
Fam, look, in every clothing brand, there's a crosshair.
Oh, is there?
There's like a cross, every starting up brand, there's a random crosshair anywhere.
Is there,
like,
actually?
Yeah, like you look at all the newcomers and they're like, that's all they know how to do. Like they put a pretty girl on the side of the shirt,
yeah,
and put like a crosshair, fam.
Interesting. Why is that?
Or like the Arabic theme.
Yeah.
They'll put like an Arabic, like something, sky, and put it in an Arabic font.
I think it's because Supreme.
Yeah,
I think Supreme did everything first. Supreme did everything first, low key.
Hold on.
If we're talking streetwear, Supreme did everything first.
Mm, I would
hands down. If you really take it in, like if it goes to holographic, if it goes to all materials, 3M, yeah, everything, mm-hmm, Supreme did it long time ago.
But
90s to 2000s, yeah, everything's been done. Anime, they did everything.
Nah, to me, Nigo did everything first.
No,
Nigo,
nah,
did the big the grills. The
no, but furniture. that was done by like people in the 90s before though. Like even in the 80s, they had grills and shit.
Yeah,
like Run DMC.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he just popularized it.
He didn't. I don't think he popularized it. It was just a thing. It was just a thing. But if we're talking like streetwear fashion,
yeah,
Nigo definitely did like pastel colors. That's all him.
Yeah, for sure.
Nigo did pastel colors. You never seen that shit before.
Yeah.
Right? And then that's why Kanye loved what's it called? Ice cream.
Yeah.
And no, he had pastel.
Word.
Right? Kanye's brand?
Mm-hmm.
And then he with Pharrell, yeah. BBC, all that shit. But I think Supreme started the wave of every single, like if you think about it, all of these streetwear brands, mm-hmm. they're trying to mimic Supreme in a way.
Yeah.
As cringe as that sounds, because Supreme isn't what it is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you really look at the designs, they're all done.
Yeah.
Just flipped.
It just flips somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But that's how it always goes. But if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
no matter what in history, you're going to see somebody take credit for something else that yeah. they didn't make. Or at least try to take that IP and then build it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like look at fucking Mark Zuckerberg. Right?
Yeah.
Or look at fucking what's the other guy?
Who?
Fuck, I forgot his name.
I'm not good at reading minds. This guy gave me no context clues. He's like, who's that guy?
Okay, I forgot. Yeah, but anyways.
But no, it's at the end of the day, you can't get mad at it. It's whoever did it better, not who did it first. I believe.
You think so?
Yeah. Cause I low key, cause there was a guy who did like the pretty girl, like the pretty kisses design,
yeah,
and I was mad at first because he kind of stole my shit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I could give props to him because I was like, "Yo, can I buy that off you?" That's how you know you got me, fam.
Okay.
I would actually buy that shit off
you. Yeah. Okay. Do you think there's a point to where it's too much? I think personally, if somebody copied someone, then it just looks like it's gonna bite themselves in the ass someday.
Maybe.
Do you get me?
Maybe. Like, how would that bite a? How would that bite back?
Okay, look, listen, listen.
If someone just...
Okay, this might not be true,
mm-hmm.
but I think every one piece of art
yeah.
always has to grow with the same artist or else it's not going to see its true fruition. So let's say an artist starts with a simple smile, face, right?
Yep.
And it evolves into happiness, whatever. Mm-hmm. The art evolution has to take like a certain mindset or a certain way of life that designer had to go through so that it can evolve into what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I was gonna say like David Cho.
Yeah.
If someone paints the same thing as David Cho, I mm-hmm. feel like it wouldn't be the same because David Cho paints with emotions.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
All his work is like he could be going through experiences and traumas while he's going through.
Yeah,
it,
yeah, right? yeah.
But this other person just copying no emotion, like it's just bland.
Mm-hmm.
It's like unseasoned chicken.
Like, would you want to hear somebody else rap Kanye's bar?
No,
exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't, because it's not the same. Yeah, it's not the
true.
Same.
That's true.
That's exactly my point.
That's a good thing.
Right? I think Emson told me that one. Emson, right? Shout out Emson one time.
I'm going back to the drug Tito's.
Yeah.
Because. One of my titos told me that in a social setting, it's so mm-hmm. funny, this saying is that alcohol is the social lubricant.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's facts.
It's true because like whenever you're talking with a group of friends,
mm-hmm.
it's way more lit when you guys are just drunk, having a great time, right? And I feel like you can get like opened up easy.
Like I think for the people that are closed off mm-hmm. or at least like introverted, they need that.
Okay, true.
Right?
Okay, but is this true to you then? When a person says something to you when they're drunk, it's their sober thoughts. Because like, what if a girl tells you you're drunk, I love you while they're drunk? Would you take that as,
oh, no.
She doesn't mean that?
No, I don't think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think when somebody's intoxicated, at least, yep. they're not thinking straight. They're thinking out of, what's that word where you just jump in? Impulsive.
Oh, impulsive?
They're impulsive with it.
Yeah.
Right? And they're very emotional. Because I don't want to generalize,
yeah.
but a lot of people, okay, at least a lot of girls, mm-hmm. they tend to be very emotional with their thoughts.
Yeah.
And then guys, they seem to be more like physical, I guess. Does that make sense? Cause you the guys they'll be rowdy and shit, but the girls will be like crying or be
yeah,
like super yeah. happy, like yelling.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Right? I don't want to generalize it though, but yeah, I'm just saying like
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what you see. Mm-hmm. But you ever see there's this guy, right? There's uh-huh. this guy. His name is John Michael or yeah. some shit.
Okay.
He's an MMA fighter.
Uh-huh.
Actually, a Muay Thai fighter. GSP brought him on to Ultimate Fighter.
Okay.
And he was sparring with all of these fighters in training.
Mm-hmm.
And GSP's like, this guy, he's a character.
Mm-hmm.
He drinks all day. He gets 4 hours of rest.
Yeah.
And he brought them in to spar, but don't fuck with him.
Why?
He beat every single one of them up while he was drunk with 4 hours of rest and just fucking around.
There's a stereotype in basketball.
Yeah.
So whenever you see a guy who's eating chips before the game or he's drinking soda before the game, he always is mad athletic. Like I always see that too. Like whenever I see someone in the layup lines, and he's like being mad lazy during the game, he's the fucking superstar.
Really?
And he's like taking it like, oh, he already has like.
I don't know if that's true for everybody though. That's definitely not true for everybody. I feel
like you have to be gifted.
Yeah, you gotta be gifted just in the way.
Straight gifted.
Do you think there's certain things that's like a secret weapon to only one person? Like let's say you have a tradition of eating gum before your game, or you have to have like a certain drink before your game.
Yeah.
But it's only for that person, right? Yeah,
Marshawn Lynch with the Skittles.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch. That's a good point.
I tried it out and I couldn't do it because I would have a sugar crash. So I would be, after I eat the Skittles, 25 minutes in, I would be, yes, let's go.
But then
right after, I'd be like, yes, the third, I'm fucking panting, bro. I'm like, fuck.
Okay, what's your go-to like snack for if you're preparing for something really big?
This is weird to me. I couldn't do candy, but I can do chocolate.
Chocolate? Really?
Yeah, I do a full Kit Kat bar before I go in.
I'm the opposite.
Really? What
I'm
do you do?
I'm the opposite. I couldn't do chocolate just because I'm fucking lactose.
Really?
Yeah, and my stomach will growl, and then like that's not it for me.
Oh my gosh.
But what I do, I just try to like drink something sweet. I actually take vitamins.
Really?
Like, you know the gummy vitamins?
Oh, like melatonins?
No. Yeah. Like just even vitamin C, just some sort of like fruit. It has to be like a fruit flavor, and then I just get energized like crazy. Before I went to the Killy concert, I was feeling a little bit tired. So you know the Metamucil? It's not Metamucil. It's Emergency.
Emergency.
the emergency drink. I put that shit in the water. I drank it. I felt nice.
Fam, Emergency should be a regular drink because that shit tastes so good. The orange
one. It tastes good. It tastes good.
Oh my god! But there's another thing that that is something weird that Kobe does.
What?
You know, before every before really important games, I think he puts on his headphones and he listens to that theme music of Freddy. Of Jason.
Yeah, from. No. Is it the Halloween song?
Oh, no. It is the Halloween song.
It's the Halloween song, right?
It's the theme of, like, the Halloween.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I guess it triggers his, inner killer. And I'm like, what the fuck?
No, Kobe's on the next level. That's how he does it, bro.
Bro, there was the most fucked thing I saw or read was Kobe. You know how Kobe takes everything seriously, right? So there were at a game. A photographer took a flash picture of Kobe and he missed the layup.
Kobe
did was he stared at the sunlight and practiced so that would never happen again.
Yeah, I heard about that. He stared at the sun. He's a different guy. R.I.P. Kobe. R.I.P.
So
Kobe.
Bro. So
but
different.
That's what it takes to be the GOAT, though.
Yeah.
I think those crazy things that you have to do in life is what makes you different from the rest, and that's what makes you like legendary.
Yeah, real shit.
You get me? Like nobody else is willing to fucking do that shit.
I know. And before, I remember being judged on my, because I was really tubby when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So that's why I worked out every single day, and I just kept working out.
Really? You know, you look like you're ectomorph, though.
What was that mean?
Ectomorph, like the skinnier version. Like, you know how there's ecto, meso, and then the big one?
Really?
The
ecto?
There's ecto, mesomorph, and the endomorph.
Word. Not because I was a really fat baby.
Okay.
I have this theory.
Yeah.
Like, it's a stupid little theory where if you're fat when you're really fat when you're a kid, you're going to be super skinny, model type body when you're grown up. And if you're an ugly baby, you're going to glow up to this amazing model person when you grow up.
I don't know if that's true. That's looking at theory ugly people just made up.
I'm just trying to gas myself.
Like, hopefully it's true.
No, but I was like always like in the glow ups. And from the people I see in high school, I'm like, damn, you really glowed up, bro.
I think the people that peak in high school have the disadvantage.
Worse. And if you peak in elementary school, you're fucked for life because that's your peak at all.
That sucks. Is that possible to peak in elementary school?
I know a lot of people that peaked. Oh, this one specific guy. I don't want to say his name, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, he peaked, fam.
Word.
That man, I don't know what the fuck he's doing now.
But I think, yeah, you know what? It's because you get too comfortable in a situation and you think like you own everything. Mm-hmm. And then you get that mentality like, I don't have to try.
Yeah.
But when you stop trying, that's when you lose fucking work ethic. Yep. You know what I mean? I think it was Gary Vee. Gary Vee said it the best. Mm-hmm. He said he never listens to the positive comments or the negative comments. He just listens to nothing.
Nothing.
Because he never lets it get to him.
Yeah.
Because if it does, then he's just going to work. It's going to affect his work.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So let's say you're at a hustle mentality like this, right? People are saying, oh, you're so great. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to hustle a little bit less.
Yeah.
Right? Because he thinks he's already great.
Yeah.
But imagine the person that's hungry for everything in the world. They're going to work way harder if they don't think they have anything.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. Because your influences could be swayed like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone gives you a weird look about a clothing brand that you designed,
you're
going to be like, oh, fuck. But in your head before, you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Right? That's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, going back to food, okay. I had this conversation with my mom and dad.
Okay, bless.
What would your last meal be if you were on like death row?
Oh, this is, I don't know, man. What would yours be? Because I know some weird ones.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy who only wanted an olive?
Yeah, that was weird.
No. Do you know why he wanted it,
though? Why?
I think there was like this acid that could stop the injection from actually killing him.
Oh,
in an olive.
Shit.
So I think he wanted to order more, but they only gave him one.
Oh, yeah, damn.
I know.
Like olive, just drink that olive juice.
Yeah, just drink it and like you pretend you're dead type
No,
shit.
But they're just going to kill you again.
Yeah. But at least it was a good try. You know?
Good try. Dad fighting.
I know. What would you do, though?
So mine, right?
Yeah.
Cause my dad said, oh, he would have like a whole buffet, steak dinner, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking to myself, I wouldn't even want something too special.
Mm-hmm.
I think my last meal would be literally spam, eggs, and rice.
Word.
Why?
Yeah.
Because every single time I had that meal, is connected to a memory with people I loved.
Really?
I never shared that meal with somebody I didn't care about.
No.
If you think about it, because when you're having spam, eggs, and rice, that's like the traditional Filipino breakfast.
Yeah.
You're literally with family, your Lola, whoever, Tito.
Yeah, I saw her out at lunch. You always had the thermos of spam, egg, and rice.
No.
Or was that only spam, egg?
That was only egg.
Oh, okay.
That was only egg.
So we're not special to Carlos. My fault again.
No, but could be too, though. Who knows? Yeah. You know.
That's true.
But just that, just the like the fried egg in the morning too, is just so like, it's nostalgic to me and it feels very calming.
Yeah.
Cause you feel at home. There's no way I can eat that and not feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think is gonna be my last meal if I ever like on death row. Like I'm not gonna be on death row, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I thought when you first asked that question?
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't want a good meal to go out because you're enjoying your life. And then right after, it's getting taken. So you wouldn't want to go out on a good meal. So in my mind, I'm thinking, Dinuguan. I would want to go out eating Dinuguan.
Why?
I hate that shit. So might as well take me too. You feel me?
Nah, you don't want to go out to something bad.
But you wouldn't want to go out to something good.
I would want to go out to something good.
No, because fam, you want to live more after you eat that shit. You're like, fuck, I don't want to die now.
No, but it's like an acceptance thing, no? I think that's the purpose of your last meal is the acceptance theory right now. I think the purpose of giving them a last meal is so they can accept their fate and be like, okay, one last thing. It's one last go. Just like, you know, in Fast and Furious, like, all right, one last ride.
Yeah, one last ride. Okay.
Yo, there's a theory.
Yeah.
There's a theory that Dom from Fast and Furious is actually part of the family in Encanto.
Nah, that's tough. How?
Alright, this is like a stupid theory, but I'm gonna just say it anyway.
Okay.
So I found this shit on Reddit, bro.
Okay.
So in Encanto, they're a family that all have superpowers. Like they have a power, right? Whether it be protection, whether it be like talking to animals, whether it be like being able to do things nobody else can, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a theory that Dominic Toretto is actually related to the family in Encanto because if you think about it, every single Fast and Furious movie, bro, this guy never gets hurt. He does feats that are impossible. This guy's like hanging off cars and shit, hanging off airplanes. You get me?
No hospital bills. You feel me? Nothing like
this. This guy has powers, bro. No. This guy has powers.
That was such a random one.
Is this stupid? I found out right there.
There was another theory. So back to food.
Yeah.
So this is probably the biggest scam in America. So I don't know if this is in Canada too, but retail stores would have mirrors that would make you look way skinnier than you actually are.
Oh shit! Like a circus mirror?
Yeah, like a circus mirror. So there's a company called Skinny Mirror, right? Yeah. And it promoted on Shark Tank, right? And they promised that the Skinny Mirror will make you look 5 to 10 pounds lighter.
Oh,
so most, and there's articles on like stores like Target, and hotels that say that they purchase Skinny Mirrors. And that's where they make all their money from.
Oh, so like when they're trying on the clothes, they look good in it.
Yeah, which boosts up the sales.
Oh, fuck. That's crazy.
Yeah, because fam, have you ever like bought something in the store and got home and it doesn't fit the same way?
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Exactly. It doesn't look good.
I've had so much like experience of that shit.
Yeah.
And like low-key, man, I might have...
I think that's true then. Yeah. I think that's true. Even like H&M and shit. Because there's a way you can really manipulate the way you look with mirrors. Because you go to a circus, you see that shit. Like you look skinnier, fatter, whatever. Yeah. Even if it's slight, it still triggers your subconscious.
Yeah. I feel
that's like my favorite word.
Yeah, but Aritzia?
Yeah.
I feel like Aritzia has like a skinny mirror.
Really?
Because they have... perfect lighting. They have the perfect mirror. Like they want to let girls know that and guys know that fuck this, like you're amazing, bro. You fucking look good in this shit.
To add on to that, okay. I have a theory myself.
Okay.
I think every single gym,
yeah,
their lighting is specifically a down light to show off your muscles, bro. I swear, bro.
Oh god.
There's no way I look that good in the gym. I go home to the mirror and then I don't look that sick, right? They purposely have the down light. It's like the down light that makes a shadow, makes all the muscle pop out.
For sure. No, I feel like that is too, and what do you call this? Men's, I've never been to a gym, a public gym, but I know all the guys, like, they just stand there and do, like, the poses and shit.
Yeah, you got to. I guess. I think if you don't, then you're not doing your job at the gym. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, I feel like if you're not flexing in the mirror and shit, you're not doing your job at the gym.
No, I would never want to. That's awkward to me.
How's that awkward?
I don't know. It's like mad people are just... I'm being narcissistic in a public area. Mm-hmm. That's not it.
No, but...
I like to hide my narcissism.
Okay, but if you bag it, you're at the gym to what? To look good.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't appreciate yourself looking good, then why are you even there?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean, you got to build up that confidence somehow. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not looking as big as the other person next to you.
Yeah.
Shit, just look at yourself in the mirror. Feel good about yourself because you get to see the improvement later.
That's true.
Right? You get to see like the progress and shit. Because if you just look at yourself like, damn, I got to work hard. Yeah. There's no morale, bro. That morale's in the garbage.
I know. Oh my God. When I go through any problems, gym workouts hit so different.
Yeah.
And you know those ones, you don't play basketball, but for all the hoopers that relate, when you go through any emotional thing, just hooping by yourself is like therapy.
Mm.
That's another way I cope with like problems. I just go and play basketball by myself.
Do you do that thing where you can never leave on a miss?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's one of the unwritten rules of basketball.
Yeah.
Like you can't leave or else bad luck.
Do you wear like certain sneakers that are like lucky? Because I remember when I used to play basketball in like elementary school, I would only wear my cousin's sneakers because he played basketball.
He's like rep.
Yeah. And I would always take his sneakers and then wear them if I ever played basketball.
Really?
Because I thought like I would play nice. Just like Mike.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
No, never mind. Just I had a shooting sleeve that I always wear.
Yeah.
But like I didn't really take it too serious.
You didn't have no superstition?
Yeah, because I was just nice in general.
So in when I used to do Muay Thai like competitively,
I actually
drew this symbol.
Okay.
Right. So my dad told me this story before. This is in history actually.
Yeah.
I think his name was Constantine.
Okay. Constantine, yeah.
Yeah. He was the Roman emperor at the time and he was Catholic, right?
Yeah.
So the story goes that God gave Constantine. God gave Constantine this symbol. And he said, put this symbol on all of your shields, on all of your armor, and you will never lose.
Word.
Yeah. So he did it. They put it on all this. This is in history. You can look at like the artifacts of their shields and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They had that symbol. It's called the Chiro or Chiro, Chiro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a P with like the thing on the... on the ends, right?
Yeah,
like the little lines on the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I drew that on my headgear.
Word, that's
when I went
fire.
To go spar.
That's fire.
And I felt like unbeatable.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's super fire though.
Yeah.
I remember there was this guy that I was fighting against who had the sickest uniform I've ever seen.
What is it? What is it?
Because in Taekwondo, you wear these robes over your t-shirt.
Yeah.
And you have a long part at the end below your belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can put like Canada, like USA.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
What he had was like, he had Z's on it.
Oh, that's like, hard. Like that's straight, hard. Like sleeping?
Like straight Z's. And I went up to him. I'm like, yo, master, what do you think that means? He's like, bro, that's a knockout artist.
Oh, shit.
And
that's
I was
hard.
Like, I want to copy that.
That's tough. That's
so
tough.
My next one, I'll just be like, night or something like that.
Yo, if I ever go out in like a boxing fight, I want to wear the Akatsuki robe, bro. That's my dream. I have to walk out because people walk in the robes, right?
Yeah.
Imagine walking out in the Akatsuki robe, bro. Has anyone ever done that? I don't think anybody's done that.
Nah, I don't think so.
Especially in the UFC, yo, is he Israel Adesanya? Wear that, man,
for sure.
This guy's gotta wear that. That'd be so tough.
All the anime men's go crazy.
That'd be so tough. Yeah. Walking out in that. Oh my god!
But I feel like if I was the best fighter in the world,
yeah,
I would come out in the most wacky and goofy suits, just so you feel more bad about your loss when it's over. Like, oh, I got my ass kicked by that guy in a girl's Hawaiian bra and thing.
Okay,
walked out.
Okay. My theory though is anytime somebody wears something too flashy, they always lose. I feel like it's true.
Yeah, but when it does work, it's amazing.
The odd times it does work. The odd times it does work.
Is that's why I said if I was the best fighter, fam, I'm putting on like the fucking dress. I'm putting on a dress.
Yeah, yeah. You know what'd be hard too, like the Assassin's Creed like hood.
Oh,
that'd be tough.
No, I don't. I'm surprised men's haven't done that yet.
I think
K-size kind of looked like that.
The Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, he had like
He did. One. Yeah, yeah. That's tough. Yeah. That's tough. Man, looking back, I still want to be an assassin, bro.
Like, nah, that would be fire.
Like, you know how when you watch something,
mm-hmm.
and then whether it be Spider-Man, Assassin's Creed, like all of these things we consume as a kid,
yeah,
you always want to aspire to be like them, or at least like take on traits
for
of them,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So there's this theory that TikTok is actually using media to manipulate how kids will grow up.
What? How? Like more violent?
So take this in, bro. Take this in.
Okay.
So there's been studies on this, right?
Yeah.
If you live in China and you open TikTok,
okay,
the things that show up on their FYP page,
yeah,
are experiments, science experiments, motivation, sports athletes, overachievers, right?
Yeah.
Now in America, you're looking at your For You page, jumpers jump. No, but like,
so the craziest shit,
like conspiracies, yeah, like conspiracies. Sometimes some dumb shit too, oh, right? Sometimes some dumb drama, whatever be. So there's a theory that whoever's because apparently China owns TikTok, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want to change the generation as they grow up,
yeah,
you can low key change the algorithm to push them in a direction to the way you want.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cause media, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Chinese kids or like Asian countries.
Yeah,
I seen kids that are so matured that they'll be like 12 and they'll take the train by themselves.
Yo.
I didn't know what the fuck a train was and how to take a train until I was actually put in that position in university.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. there's even a curfew too.
There's a curfew?
You can't. Use the internet after 10 o'clock, something like that.
Word. That's, fam, if I had that and I was on strict all my life,
yeah,
I'd be so smart right now.
Mm.
Because I'm usually on my phone all the time.
I think that's smart because we don't have that.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's that thing of freedom, right? Yeah. There's that thing of freedom. Would you want your world to be like that? Or do you like your freedoms now?
I like my freedom, but I would rather have my freedoms. Oh no, I would rather have a 10 p.m. curfew for phone than a curfew for like a fucking lockdown.
No, that's true. Know? That's different.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying internet in general.
Oh, internet? No,
I feel like we don't take it seriously though.
Yeah. Internet should be free, to be honest.
What do you mean free?
Internet should be free because everyone needs internet. Because now, I remember I was at the driving, my driver's test, and you know how you have to scan the code?
Oh yeah, and if you don't have data?
And if you don't have data, how do you do that?
I don't know.
And fam, in restaurants,
yeah,
they tell you to scan it now. I remember watching these two old people. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Because the waiter had to instruct them like step by step. They're like, how do you do this?
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
Exactly.
But that's the thing is, I think that's the problem, right? Everything becomes like a monopoly.
Yeah.
Everything becomes like, you got to have, this is the prerequisite for you to do something.
Yeah.
And the more and more technology comes out, the more and more prerequisites show up.
It's going to,
like, you got to know how to do this.
Yeah.
The next level is this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And who suffers are the people that can't assimilate or can't learn the new technology. That's why you're always going to be up on your game.
Yeah, I know.
Like computer software engineers, sucks, bro. You got to keep, your job is never, your studying is never done.
I know. But that's a good thing at the same time because you'll always have a job.
Right? Yeah.
Because a lot of jobs now, you can get easily replaced by a robot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Did you see the robot at CES?
At CES? No, what's that?
She was like talking and shit.
What?
Yeah, hold on. I think I have a video of it.
Okay, okay. This guy has hella videos today.
I see your rabbit.
Look at the face.
Yes, you do. I see your rabbit ears. Hello there.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do not have a boyfriend.
Bro, that's so scary, man.
I'm asking for me.
Imagine things like that walking around them. Because from afar, you wouldn't be able to tell that's a robot.
I know.
Look at the face alone, right? Imagine they make the whole thing skin.
Yeah, makeup artists could definitely just put something on that.
Yo, so there's this crazy like thing you can do with your iPhone.
Okay.
If you ask Siri what her favorite movie is, you know what she says?
What does she say?
She says Blade Runner. And if you ask her, wait, why Blade Runner? And she says, It's about artificial intelligence trying to live past their expiry date.
No.
And then you know what she says? She says,
what?
And I don't think that's too much to ask for.
Oh my, Siri is on some weird. First, Siri's always listening. Now that's her favorite movie.
Yeah.
Something's up still.
It's crazy, right? It's only a matter of time. We see robots like that in real life. And then we can't even tell the difference. Like, I could be a robot right now. You don't know.
Yeah. There's something really cool that I saw on TikTok. I think it was Loblaws or Sobeys.
Yeah.
Who've already established online shopping in real life. There's no more cashiers.
Amazon. It was Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah. So you put it in your thing and you cash it out and you just pay there and you walk out with the thing.
I think it's called, no, you don't even have to pay there. It's just you take it and walk out.
Oh, because it's like your credit card's already on there type shit?
Yeah. They see you on your face. They see on your face exactly what you took.
That's fucked.
It's crazy. Imagine, because... You walk in, imagine you try to like steal something, they still know you took it.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I know, that's fun.
And going back to what John was saying before on the other episode, they literally have surveillance everywhere. We just don't realize, right? Yeah. Like they can see every single corner, every single angle of your face, of your body, what you're doing.
Yeah.
We just don't take it in. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of scary if you really like, if you think about trying to hide, where would you even hide?
You can't, because everyone, they're looking at you right now.
Yeah.
Because I remember, what was that movie where the horror movie we both watched when there was always the killer looking at the people that he was about to kill?
Oh, Sinister, is it?
I think it was Sinister.
Yeah.
But that, I remember walking out of the person's place we watched it at.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was mad, like traumatized, like, yo, there might be someone looking at me right now. You feel me?
I think I get that feeling all the time for no reason.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling like somebody's watching, whether it be good or bad though.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Mm.
Not as much?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me being like, I don't know, in my head.
Yeah.
But I always have a feeling somebody is watching.
Yeah.
Whether it be a higher being, whether it be guardian angel, who knows,
right? Who's like looking at you weird?
Not looking at me weird, but just looking at me.
Yeah, I guess.
And maybe that goes to the evil eye stuff too, bro.
I don't know.
Maybe it goes to that.
I remember there was this person that I read about in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Who had this bus driver stare at her really weird, right?
Mm.
So this is what happened. She took a jeepney ride home, right?
Yeah.
And every 5 minutes, the bus driver would look back in the mirror at her, right? And when the bus driver looked back, he told her, oh, you don't have a head.
Oh, what the hell?
And the girl's like, what? And in the Philippines, a person having no head is an omen signaling death.
Oh, shit.
Right? So the person was like, what do you mean? I do have a head. I'm right here. It's like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
So she gets off the bus. Later that day, she reads on the news that bus driver or that jeepney driver died.
Oh,
it was not her omen of death. It was his.
Yeah.
So it was fucked.
Damn. Do you think... do you think there's a real like final destination? You know that movie Final Destination?
Yeah, yeah.
How if you cheat death, it will always come and find you?
Yeah, I feel like that.
You think that's true?
Because I believe in karma. Yeah. It's like if you do something bad, then it'll find you eventually.
Bro, I remember long time ago, in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
There was a shooting at the Eden Center.
Oh, yeah.
And this girl, she was involved in it. Mm-hmm. I don't think she got injured. She might have got injured or something, but she didn't die.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, she's in Colorado for the premiere of The Dark Knight, right?
Okay.
And do you remember that big shooting that happened at the Batman Dark Knight movie?
Oh, yeah.
She was part of it.
Of it
and
too?
She died.
No.
So she cheated death the first time,
but
she died in the theater by another shooting.
That's so
2 weeks
fucked.
Later, 2 weeks later.
That's so fucked. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Right?
Nah, that's crazy.
Because maybe, I don't know, like, knock on wood, but if it's somebody's time, maybe it's really somebody's time.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. But I remember, what do you call this? My dad,
yeah.
he told me, like, a few days ago, he's like, I'm on my third life now.
What does he mean by that?
Because, what do you call this? In the Philippines,
yeah,
he almost died from an earthquake, from the ground separating.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
and now, due to health issues, the second one time, he recovered from that. So he's like, yo, Gav, I'm on my third life, brother.
Oh, damn.
I'm like, holy shit, this guy's playing like he's a fucking cat. Like, no, you, like, be careful with your
nine
life,
lies,
man.
Nine yeah. lies, nine
lies.
But
it wasn't something that he put on himself. It was just like the earth.
It just happens that way.
Okay, but speaking of new movies that are coming out,
yeah,
this one is so crazy.
What is it?
Because so there's this new Korean movie,
yeah,
called All of Us Are Dead.
Yeah,
and guess what the movie is about?
People dying
of a virus.
Oh shit!
This is the perfect time to drop a virus movie.
Yeah,
and they were all running around from zombies.
Oh,
it was in
man.
Korea where
all the
roads are empty, zombies chasing this one person from a mouse bite.
Oh shit, like Train to Busan type shit.
Yeah.
World War Z. Damn.
I feel like that's gonna the next movie that's gonna really blow up.
You think so?
Yeah, I'll predict it right now that's gonna be the biggest movie.
Damn. Yeah. Cause I think just right now I don't know. I feel like right now it's too fresh in the mind, bro.
Really?
It's too fresh in the mind. Like would you Like, if you're going through a heartbreak, would you want to watch a movie about a heartbreak?
Yeah.
It depends. It depends on the type of person you are.
Yeah, I feel like people do that.
Maybe that's the reason you don't like Euphoria, though.
Yeah. No, but then since I'm going through problems, like, I would watch that because it's relatable.
Okay.
So maybe Euphoria is just trash, bro.
How is Euphoria? Nah, you can't say that, bro.
Nah,
you're
going to
eat your life for that one.
Nah, I don't care.
Euphoria is fire. Bro, okay. Name another television show that took like high school to that level and made it like so artistic like that, but still making it relevant and still making it easy to watch. There's no other movie. I mean, no other TV show.
Yeah, maybe because my favorite high school, like, I guess.
Grown-ish?
No. It's Grown-ish and what's the one? Never Have I Ever?
Oh, I did not like that. We have way different tastes, bro. Yeah, we have way different tastes.
Yeah, exactly. So I like the soft, funny high school shit, and you like the
more deeper meaning stuff. Yeah. No, because that's me, right? Because if I watch something, I want to be able to like, oh, maybe they put that for that, right? Rather than just like showing me everything.
Yeah. I feel like I just didn't like it because obviously young kids are going to watch this, and I just didn't like the fact that they're going to promote shit like that.
Oh, like drugs and sex and all that?
Because I remember there was this fuck saying. It was like, after watching Euphoria, and then it's like, mom, is that a Flintstone gummy? And then the girl's like, no, it's The Way Out.
What? What the fuck? No, okay, yeah, I agree. It does like it gives a wrong impression of substance abuse, which is bad.
Yeah, it's
but
fun.
At least there's a show that shows the real side of it. Like it's not taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy. And I think there has to be some sort of art everywhere that shows the realness in it somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Does that make sense? Art. Like at least show realness of it in some sort of whether it be a movie, whether it be like a TV show. Like they got to show it somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. And at least that's the one they can use and people will watch.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I don't like those ones because back then I would always watch, like, you know, Suite Life of Zack and Cody. And
yeah,
like
yeah.
That wasn't really like real life. Mm. And Ant Farm, that taught me nothing about high school.
That's true.
But it was about high school, you know?
Okay, do you think kids are growing up too fast right now?
Oh, yeah. Bro, oh my God. Fam, yeah? The number one thing is like, what do you call this? My sister's friends and shit. They're only in like, what do you call this? High school still.
Yeah.
And they're full makeup and shit like that.
Eyelashes, all
and
that.
They,
yeah.
And eyelashes, they look like they're 24. You can take a 16-year-old and she can go to a 24-year-old with eyelashes and makeup on.
Mm, yeah. And then like heels, whatever they're wearing. Bro. Yeah. Bro, so I have a theory, right?
Okay.
So I think the reason we think kids are growing up so fast now is because they have no one else to look up to besides the older idols. Or older celebrities.
So you're saying it's our fault?
No, it's just the people that are popular right now. Because look, back, let's say 2005.
Okay.
Who were kids looking up to? Lizzie McGuire. Shit, like whoever, pop star, yeah, Disney star, whatever. But they still acted young. Mm. You get me?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's the oddball JoJo Siwa, but yeah. Like, you know? But JoJo. Look at it right now. Who would you say is the icon for young girls right now? Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Right. And then she's obviously still talking about sex, all this stuff. Doja Cat. Come on. Looking out. Yeah. You know, right? If those are the idols of now, or those are the popular creators that they're looking up to, dog, obviously everybody's gonna look like that.
Yeah. I would say, what do you call this? Bad Baby.
Yeah.
What do you call this? Any Instagram influencer.
So yeah, Chantel, or even TikTok. Yeah,
like Chantel Jeffries, Addison Rae.
Yeah, they all look old too. They all look, because looking back, we didn't have they don't have the Miley Cyruses, at least old Miley Cyruses, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't have that.
But it's weird because there was a high school film recorded in like 1800s, and the people looked really like old for their age, like perfect.
Mm.
But you see a grade 9 now, and he's like hella like small. Like he doesn't look like he's a grade 9. So, but is that,
I don't know. I feel like it's certain people, not everybody.
So is that just saying like the younger generation wants to grow up faster, and to do that, it's like, oh, makeup, all that shit.
Grow up faster?
Yeah. They want to match. They want to match those.
I think it's just for the times. Mm. I think whoever sets the bar, just like I was saying, like, let's say Ariana Grande sets the bar.
Yeah.
Then everybody else is going to follow that. Yeah. Right. It's going to be the same thing, bro. Yeah. Cause yo, I think the biggest reason this is, is because Disney Channel made some shit shows now and nobody watches that anymore. That's actually the real reason.
Because
nobody watches those shows anymore. Nobody watches like young celebrities.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at the older stuff because that's what's the good content now.
I know.
It's just the writers at Disney suck now.
And it's shit, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I feel like, what do you call this? I forgot the show I was about to talk about, but it was like a show about just kids on their phone the whole time and they're just communicating with each other. I forgot the show, but it was so bad. I was literally watching it with my sister and we're like, yo, what is it gone? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Shit is bad.
It's getting scary. It's getting scary. But there's always like, I think right now,
because
it's so hard to generalize everything because there's so many different people. Mm-hmm. There's so many different, like, I can't just say one because there's so many things happening. Yummy. Yeah,
I think Disney and Disney XD fell off. You remember Randomness?
Randomness. I don't even remember that.
Really?
No.
Do you remember Liv and Maddie?
Yeah, I remember Liv and Maddie.
I think it fell off as soon as that hit.
I did not like that show.
Yeah.
I didn't like that show.
I kind of liked it, but I didn't like it at the same time. That's why it was like, okay.
I think the last one for me, this is stretching it.
Good Luck Charlie, huh?
Lab Rats.
Lab Rats? That's, I didn't like Lab Rats.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is stretching it.
Yeah.
Or kicking it and then Lab Rats. Kicking it was like the last good one.
Yeah, the last good
one. The last good one.
For sure.
But I didn't even finish that. You know how if you go back and try to watch Suite Life on like Disney Plus?
Yeah.
I watch every single episode. It's like I'm trying to find one I didn't watch. I watch every single one.
Yeah. And it's crazy because you remember the plots too.
Yeah.
When exactly. You're watching, which is fucked.
I know. And you start to see they literally took the same concepts from all of the Disney Channel shows and just did it in a different show. Like the classic, there's someone talking in the ear and they're on a date.
Oh my God. That
they always do that. They always do that.
I've always wanted to put that on. Yo, you know that Filipino channel? I don't know if you grew up watching this.
What?
I Like Grass.
Yeah, watch that. Watch
like
that.
OG Filipinos will know this, but yeah. they actually did one where the guy went on a date and then they had like an earphone.
They did?
And it went, I'm surprised that didn't go super viral. Cause I think they're like the only ones that did it at the time.
Yo, let's do it. Let's do it.
We might have to. Should I go on one?
Yeah, go on one.
I bet that,
But it has to be funny. Like, I'm going to tell you some wild stuff to say, but you have to say it confident. Well,
Loki, yeah, I'll go on a dating app and get like a date and then we'll actually do it.
Just for fun. Just for fun.
Just for content. I swear to God, this will be the funniest shit ever.
No, that would be golden. That should be sick. Yeah, that would be sick. That's like Nelk. I think that's why Nelk is so popular because they keep it real.
Where?
Do they fake some of their stuff? I don't know.
Yeah.
But at least from what I know, that it's like real.
That's why the big YouTubers that don't fake and are so genuine, like Gideon.
Mm.
Gideon, he funniest guy right now. He runs YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Just because he's so genuine. And he took a guy who fakes his scripts. So FaZe Rug, he took him and he did like his usual video.
Yeah.
And FaZe Rug couldn't go up to people and like do what he did. Like he couldn't do something funny out of the blue.
Because
that's how tough it is to really do that shit.
Mm. So he's like exposing?
Huh?
He's like exposing?
No, they did it for fun. Like they're friends.
Oh, okay.
But it just proved that a lot of people can't do what Gideon does. And FaZe Rug is like the master at like scripting his funny plots.
No, but I think all YouTubers do that.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think anything's by accident.
Oh, what was that guy? My favorite scripter, Jay Station.
Oh, is that the guy that did the raps? So
all the 24-hour challenges.
Oh, yeah. That one. No, that's all fake. I hated that was fake because I used to think it was real.
Yeah, but it was a good fake, though.
It was a good fake.
I liked it.
It was a good fake.
Yeah.
But I think now we can't trust anything, bro. We can't trust anything.
I know. I don't like it now because YouTube's built that stigma. It's like everything's fake now. There's no genuine people on YouTube now.
Okay.
I feel like we're taking it too far.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But there are some like vloggers that only do real shit.
Who?
Like, I don't know. Like they're low-key vloggers that do real shit.
I know.
Emma Chamberlain, for example.
Yeah.
Like it's just day-to-day stuff.
I know, but it's not interesting, fam.
It is interesting.
Okay.
No, Emma Chamberlain, she can make anything. She can talk about sand. It will be interesting, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly.
Never mind.
Just her personality.
I feel like it's just her voice and how she projects like her thing.
Yeah, she can talk about anything. She can talk about like the spec on my iPhone is going to sound like a history book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's true. But people thought that the, what do you call this? That the Forest vlog was scripted. That shit was not scripted.
Allegedly.
But yeah, holy, we need more vlogs coming soon though.
Yeah, I still have to post out the other one. Yeah. Okay, we'll end it there though.
Facts.
Thank you everyone for watching this episode of Jumper Jump. If you haven't already, follow the Discord or join the Discord. Follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Click the links in our bio. All that good stuff.
Go make sure to listen on Spotify and Apple. All that. All
right, Jumper Jump out.
Deuces.